Everybody? Mm-hmm. Okay, Rav Losai, today we're going to look into the inyan of the Hefker, a Perishvius, and some of the interesting raid that connects to what it means that we are Zachiv to be Mafkir Perishvius, exactly what are the parameters of this inyan in many different respects. The Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim is the source, according to the Monia Mitzvahs, for the mitzvah of the Baal Hasada to be mafkir the field, or the peiros of the field specifically. Vashvias tishmitena unitashta v'achlev yoni amecho. Talking about the poor eating the produce of the field, meaning it's not for you, the landowner, it's for the people who want to eat it. And whatever is left shall be a chayas asada. This is true for asada, it's true for a kerem and for a zayis. There are drushes on the words tishmetenu netashta. Some of those drushes relate to avodas hakarka aspects, but that's not the pshuto shel mikra, and this is how you see from the money on mitzvahs. Tishmetenu netashta, both words are referring to being mafkir, the produce for anybody. The word tishmetenu, the Chinuch says that's the basis for what we call Shnas HaShemitah. That's the Yisod of Shemitah. Shamot means to abandon. And the Tashta, the Tisha is the same thing. Lintosh, right? Ki lo yitosh Hashem amo, right? That's the Nun that falls out of the Shoresh. Netisha means to abandon. Says the Chinuch here, it's the Pei Dalet. Lahafkir, the heading of the mitzvah. Lahafkir koma shetotzi ha'aretz b'shana ha'shviyas. She nikreis mipnei hamaisa zeh shenischayavnu ba shnas hashmita. Because of this gesture that we are mitzuveh, that we are to be mafkir, that which is results from the land on shana shviyas, that is the reason that we define this as a sabbatical year, shnas hashmita. Shmita means that it slips away from you. You surrender it, right? You mafkir it. And the male of Yiska beperuseha kol harot zeliskos, and he quotes this very pasuk, vashmis tishpetenu netashta, and so on. Umitzvah zu, says the chinuch at the end, shehila hafkir kol peruseha, that's the mitzvah, to be mafkir, or the peros. And there's another mitzvah, the mitzvah acheres tzivanu hakel ishbos, but to rest. Kemoshe kasuv in the other pasuk in Kisis, b'chorosh v'kasuk tishbos, kesher echad lev, they're connected, of course. The idea, as we discussed a different shir, the inyan of recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sovereign, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Bailim, that's not for me, the Seder. Everything is, of course, interrelated. But specifically, one dimension to mitzvah Shemitah is this idea that you are to surrender, let go. The pairs are available for everybody. And if you obviously are going to go against that, you're mevato the assay. The Lashon of the Mechilta, we'll see how the Rambam works a little bit off of this. And there's a double expression, tishmetena unetashta, which really is saying the same thing in different words, tishmetena unetashta. So that's why there are various drashas in the Gemara, and even in the Farshi HaChumash, what's tishmetena going on, what's netashta going on, says the Mechilta, davar acher, vashvis tishmetena unetashta, mepnei ma'amra Torah, lo sheyochu osa'aniyim. Person, therefore, will argue, it's for the benefit of the aniyim. Hare ani machnisa mechalkel aniyim. So let me bring all the produce in, and then I'll do the distribution to the aniyim after that. Talmud Lomar, and that's what the double expression is here for, to emphasize. You can't make yourself smarter than Hashem and say, I understand the goal, and I'm going to do it on my terms. No. Vashmias tishmetena unetashta. Magid sheporitz barpratzos. In other words, it's not just about the end goal that the aniyim benefit from the produce. It's mamish, a surrender that they have to have access. Poritz barpratzos, pashut pshat means you, the landowner, have a responsibility to make it as accessible for everybody to walk right in, which means you have to take your fence and you have to breach it, so that anybody outside can walk right in into your property and take the fruit. Poets by process. Now, then the Chachamim said that's a little bit too much for people to handle. Ela shegadu Chachamim b'pnei Tikkun HaOlam. The Tikkun HaOlam says that we're not going to require you to do ad kedekach, to break through the fence. What is the Tikkun HaOlam? It's not so clear. What does it mean? It could be a pshat is pasha because the animals can get in, and that already we'll see toward the end of this year. Could be you have a right to keep the animals out, even though the Torah also says the animals eat it. That's what's left over afterwards. But the chatchila, you're allowed to keep the animals out, and if once you have a total access for anybody, including the animals, that's already too much for you. So that's why the Tikkun HaOlam doesn't say exactly what Tikkun HaOlam is, but I imagine something like that. So ad kedei kach, you don't have to do. So what would you have to do? You'd have to leave a gate open. Or I think the Chazon Ish says you can close the gate, but put a sign up saying open, available, welcome, come in. So that becomes the key of that mitzvah. So, but the emphasis of Mechilta is Tishmetana Unitashta. In other words, it has to be, your mitzvah is to have this open, available for anyone to come and enter and take the fruit. Lashon HaRambam, Perek Dalet, Shemitah v'yol b'alacha chav dalet. Mitzvahs asay l'hashmit kol mashatotzi arts b'shviyas shenema this pasuk v'shviyas d'shpetenu in tashta. In other words, the inyan of being having the paris be available for everybody, that's the mitzvah of this pasuk. Says the Rambam, how does one violate this mitzvah being mevata? The mitzvah as follows. Two scenarios the Rambam presents. B'kol Hanoel Karmo Osag Sadeo Bishvias Bita Mrs. Asay. If you close your vineyard, it's totally closed, not available for anyone to come in, or if it's a sadeh, you create a fence completely around, Sag Sadeo, that is a violation of this mitzvah. You have to, it has to be available. And if you do something to preclude other people from entering, that's the bitul mitzvah. Another scenario the Rambam has, v'cheinim asaf kol peiro sof l'toch beiso. In other words, l'chor, the Rambam is tracking the mechilta. In other words, I'm going to be happy to give it to the aniyim, but let me bring it all in. That's l'chor, the Rambam means, asaf kol peiro sof l'toch beiso. So that's also a violation. Ela yafkir hakol. You have to make it all hefker, v'yad hakol shavin. Everyone is of equal status to be able to have access. Okay. The Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam, in fact, quotes the Mechilta, right? That's how we learned it. V'cheinam asav kol peirosav Mechilta, and he quotes that exact Mechilta that we have just before. Okay. So we have basically the picture in general terms. The mitzvah of Tishmetenu Netashta, the Bailam has to surrender his exclusive sense of owning the peros and allowing these peros to be for the taking for anyone else. But now there's a very fundamental chakira that is raised by the Minchas Chinuch, and we'll see very interesting nafgaminas from this. Says the Minchas Chinuch, the mitzvah peidari, v'ani besupak. What is the pshat in the mitzvah the Torah gives the Bailam of Tishmetenu Netashta? Ia mitzvah akar kafta de gavrahu. In other words, the hefker that's in fact resulting from the status of the fruits, availability for everybody, that's being made available, is the idea that it's the gavra that has this mitzvah to create that heter for everybody. What this person is doing, in effect, in complying with the Torah, is creating that mitzius of the heter for everyone to have it. No, it's only hefker because he deems it hefker. It's really his, but the Torah says, make it hefker. Therefore, according to this understanding, the im mafkir is a hefker. If you go ahead and follow suit and you make it hefker, then it is hefker. Avo, im eno mafkir, eno mufkir. Now, what would that mean? You did a bad thing. Unhida over al essay. In other words, by not being mafkirit, you are obviously being over the mitzvah. Mikomakam lemaisa lemaisa mamanis wise eino hefker rak over al zeres Hashem isbarach. And therefore, what would be in a case like that? This avarian who's not being mafkir his peros, so someone else is going to come in. May he, in fact, take it? Will he be taking what is his and what he's entitled to, or would he be stealing? It has to wait for the hefker, for the hetzchiyah to take effect, and if someone is going to take it before that, and a person was not mafkirit, then lemaisa, he's a gazlan. another nafkamina would be the halacha that we know that perish shvius are pater from trumas and maisis. And the Rambam explains the basis for the patur trumas and maisis is because hefker is pater from trumas and maisis. It's a pasuk we darshan from Uvo HaLevi, ki ein lachek v'nachal ha'imach. So we learn out that it's only when there's a situation that he can't, he'd be precluded from being able to take it, and then we have the din that you have to give maestris. But if everyone is equal, there's a sense of hefker, it's available for anybody, then there is no chiv to mitzvah maestris. And Rambam brings that as the basis for shvius as part of an maestr. So that's the case, as Minchas Chinuch, tracking this side of the chakira. Im kein kozman shelo hefker, kemen delavi hefker, chayv la'aser. So it comes out that the tour of Trumas and Maestris would have to depend on whether or not he complied with the Torah's mitzvah and was mafkirit, and that's when it becomes pater. But if he's not mafkirit, so he's doing avera, but meanwhile it's gezel if someone takes it, and also it's chayv Trumas and Maestris. That's one side. Odilma, other side, says Minchas Chinuch, hefker zeh ein svichin habayim lahafkir, the bailins doesn't have to actually deem it hefker for it to be hefker. Rak, who he calls it afkata de malka. It's the king's afka. Afkata de malka. These are expressions sometimes by Yovel, mafkia. The Torah takes those peros that are growing in Shas HaShemitah, and the Torah creates this unique status that he loses bailus and it's available. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's for everybody. Afkata de malka, shomemele hefker. Rak. So what is his halacha? His halacha is that he has to play along with what the Torah is saying and not try to fight it. So what would be his way of fighting it? He closes his kerem, he closes his vineyard, he doesn't allow that hefker to actually be actualized for our people to take it. Then he is in fact violating the mitzvah. But the status of hefker, regardless, is if someone is able to find his way in and take it, he's not a gazlan, it doesn't belong to the landowner. Rakim noal kama over alasei zu varehu goes al rabim. To the contrary, he's the gazlan because lemaisa doesn't belong to him. It's available for everybody. Avo memel avi hefker, and therefore, as far as the second nafka mina, that would be a halacha regardless. That's part to be maisa because it is hefker whether he likes it or not. After and there are other pukin in Mechas Chinuch. You see other nafkaminas. A cheres shote bekatan has no ability to be mafkir. So then, if it's not hefker, unless you mafkir it, it wouldn't have nothing. Would happen because he's not the koach, or maybe in terms of the chiyuv nashim. If you tell me that possibly it's a halacha, you have to mafkir it. Maybe it's a zman grama issue, and therefore there's been no mitzvah by women. A big chiddush to imagine like that. If it's mamela, it's mamela. So there's all these passive nafkins. Here he has the two nafkaminas that we read. So this is the shayla, the classic shayla. Right? What exactly is this idea of the tishmetenu netashta? Does the Torah's mitzvah dictate that you have to make it hefker? To the extent that you do so, it is hefker, and if you don't follow suit, then you're violating the mitzvah, but it isn't hefker, and whatever nafkamin is flow memela, flow from that. Or, to the contrary, it is hefker regardless, but your mitzvah is not to fight it, not to do anything that would be subverting that hefker from being able to be actualized in the way the Torah wanted. So, the Minchas Chinuch says, and this is a classic way that people assume, and although we'll see more in the fine print, that it's not as simple as the way it's being presented, but the Minchas Chinuch famously says, "Shuv her ena her Hashem es brachas enai matzasi b'maharit chelk alef b'mem gimel herich b'cholak arbeinu habeis yosef muvasham b'simah shelof neze le'inyan peres shviyas b'karka goyim." In other words, the din is that if you have peres shviyas growing karka goyim, and then the Jew ends up taking the peros and does what's called miruach, which is the Gemara Malacha, that if typically you have the miruach of the Tvua B'Yad Yisrael, there's a chiv Trumas HaMaisis. The question is, Perish Shvius that grew by a guy, and now Yisrael does a miruach. So if you say that the peros are hefker in this situation, where it grew B'Yad Goy, then the fact that Yisrael did a miruach is irrelevant. Peros hefker are pater from Trumas HaMaisis. The On the other hand, if you say that it's a function, the hefker is a function of what? Of being mafkirit, the bailim, that's not going to happen by a guy, in which case, once you have a Yisrael do miruach, if the Yisrael did the miruach, then regardless, not chayiv. It has to be Yisrael, it has to do the miruach, the mamalacha. But if you hold that the status of hefker doesn't happen by Nachri, and you tell me why doesn't it happen, because the Nachri is not being mafkirit, so then the Yisrael who does miruach should now create a chiv tumas ha-maisis. So this is going to be machlokes, and that's based Yosef, he says, the eino afkata de malka rak mitzvah olav. And that's what the Yosef would say in the case over here, that there'd be a chiv tumas ha-maisis, because it's not hefker. Memela, it's chayv and tumas ha-maisis, as long as Yisrael did the gemar malach. Clear? That's maritu, afkata de malka. So he says that's the chakira. Now look at the specific lishonos that I excerpted here. The Mabit and the Marit are father and son. So the Mabit is the father. They were contemporaries of the Beis Yosef. The Mabit famously was in Tzfat. He wrote the Beis Elokim. That's a sefer on Yesodos and Musa somewhat, and Tshuva, Tfila. And they often did not see eye to eye on a number of issues. Beis Yosef was, you might say, got more famous in terms of his pirush on the Rambam is a Kesef Mishnah that's found on the side of every Rambam. The Kiryat Sefer of the Mabit, you have to go to a bookshelf to find if you're interested. Okay, this is how the Hashgacha had it in terms of the Doros, the Hemshech HaDoros, Beis Yosef, of course, about the Shulchan Aruch and the Tur, the Beis Yosef and the Tur. But they were contemporaries, and the Marit was the son. So they argued on a number of issues. This is one of them. Chayin Kosvul Koa Poiskim says the Mabit Chel Galaf Yitzmin Yud Aleph Stam Shnas HaShmita Kula Hefker Ein Ba Shum Chiyiv L'Tumah B'la Maises Kal. Now this is going to be a machokes that even today you can get a little bit with. They had the Mechira, so it has a lot of hurdles they had to go through for those to be able to support it. It goes back to the end of the 1800s, and of course to this day it's still being applied by big segments in the population of Israel. But one of the hurdles that it had to go through is that what's the big deal? You sell it to a guy, but still, it's still a dine shvius, it's still noik, just because it was a Paris biyad guy, the kaka biyad guy. What does it change? So lumaisa, that's also an issue, which is not our topic. But now within this discussion is as follows. Now, says the Mabit, the Imisa, the Paris Kakagoy, Shemirchamisel, Beret Yisrael, Chayam, the Maisris, if you are going to say that the case of Paris Goy, that Yisrael did me Ruach, Achayv, and Maisris, Lamalu Mistam, why wouldn't it be specified? Why would it not be stated in Mefurish that way? So it's clearly not going to matter. It's going to be part to regardless. Here's the argument. Maybe you'll push back and you'll say, Kilo Patra Tobi Maisus. This is the Nekuda of Minchas Chinuch. El Mashu Hefker Shein Peres Yisrael. Maybe the only thing that's going to be part of Tumas Maisus is what is actually Hefker, which only makes sense for Jewish produce. Avo Peres Goy Sheino Mafkiram. The Goy is in Mafkir as Peres, and Shvius. Yuchayavim, says the Mabit, can't be, it's not true, Lohi, the Otu Yisrael Shegadar Karmo, below it's Kibish Nasa Shmita. What about a case of Yisrael who closes off his Karim to access and he's not Mafkirit, Yischai B'Maiser? Are you going to tell me that case where he's not Mafkirit, he goes against it, he closes everything off, is Chayiv? Harachmana Afkirit La'are, Lanim La'ashirim, Ukach Ein Shem Chiyiv Maiser. Koshkin the guy. So here it comes head on and says, like a laser beam says, I have no shaila in my mind. If a Jew is not mafkir his Paris, it's still patim tumas ha-maisus. It's not going to depend on whether he's mafkir or not. It's patim tumas ha-maisus. And therefore, the fact that by a guy he's not mafkir is relevant. And therefore, the Miruach Yisrael is not going to change anything. It's patim tumas ha-maisus. It is hefker. Says the Beis Yosef in Chubas Afkas Rochel, that's the name of the Chubas of the Beis Yosef. The Atar Isi Mashikosav Mamosha Matrani Liftor Beshvius Mimaisvis Gidulish Nasa Shmita So in other words, Yisrael acquired it before the Gemar Malacha, Miruach, and then did the Miruach. B'tan Rishona, his first argument is, Kimina Torah, Ein B'shnas HaShmita Chiyah B'maisvis, V'ani Omer, I disagree. Kimasha Uso B'shu Ikshus, he holds it's Intis Akish, right? Intis Akish means you're going to be stubborn and say the Torah only pattered what is Hefker and by a guy it's not Hefker. I think what you call being twisted and stubborn, Hua Yosher, it's the straight path. He's being very facetious here. Kilo Niftru Perishvius Mimaisis Elmitan Hefker. That's why it's pattered. The Kosh in a Mufker Lo Nifid Mimaisis. If it's not Hefker, it's not pattered. Umashe Toan. And then he says, what is his argument? Atu, a Yisrael that closes off his field is going to be chayef. Umashetan atu Yisrael shegada kamvot kira yeshloma shezahu kimodi adavah besasim imena. You're trying to prove something, but something that's also not clear. Which means to say, okay, so in Chanami, you think, oh, for sure, you can say about that? Yeah. The ikal meimah baha in Chanami. Shechayevis. Now, here's getting a little sticky in the Lashon. He puts it like this, Afagab Rahman Afkare, keep it ilo afkare. Now, don't look too carefully. He says what he's saying is, he's not mafkaret. He's not mafkaret. So in Chanami, that's why it's Chayv Maisis. The words, though, a little bit different. Afagad Rahman Afkare, what does he mean? the very same, you want to put him on the other side of the Chakira, he used the Lashon Rahman Afkare. And even moreover, because he says further, and a figu in Tim Salama here conceives the point. The Ptura, if you say it's pater by Yisrael, so I'll even grant you that it's pater by Yisrael. So now, even if you tell me that the original argument was that it's not afkata demalka because you didn't do the hefker, whatever this afkav drachman afkri means, but he says, but you didn't do the hefker. But he says afim tim salam de ptura, meaning the other side, meaning that it's still the Torah did it anyway, but the Torah only did it by Yisrael, not by a guy, so it's still not going to carry over. So even the Beis Yosef, the best case scenario you can make the Beis Yosef on the other side is only a possibility. And even that, and this is why there are many achronim who said that what the Velt now quotes, and you ask people who haven't heard the sugya, and they all, who know at least the Chakira, they all say, yeah, that's the famous machokes between the Beis Yosef and the Mabit. Is it Afkata de Malka or is it the Torah, is it your mitzvah? Not as clear. In the Mabit, it's Mefurish, that's Afkata de Malka. But in the Beis Yosef, it doesn't necessarily have to mean that the Beis Yosef who says that it's going to be chayav b'maaser by a goy, and maybe even by Yisrael, who coasted off his field, it's not necessarily the Beis Yosef is saying the pshat is because it's not afkat demalka at all. Let's try to be a little more nuanced in the Beis Yosef side. Again, the way the Velt says it, and Minchas Chinuch was the one who took it on, the Bambir holds is Afkata de Malka, and Memela it's Umet Odomekli Hefker, and it's not going to be Gezo, and it's part of Trumas HaMaisvis. The Beis Yosef, who says that it's Chayiv in Trumas HaMaisvis if a guy, it grew by a guy and Yisrael did the Ruach, or even possibly if the Yisrael didn't get access to other people, it would be Chayiv Trumas HaMaisvis, so the Beis Minchas Chayiv, that's because he holds that it's only Hefker if you are Mafkerit. That's why it's not Hefker, that's why it's Chayv. No, maybe the Beis Yosef is also masking it's Afkat de Malka. First of all, in the second possibility, he acknowledges, for sure, just as Machavitim, Jew and a guy. But even the first possibility, his lesson was, Achman Afkere, give the Ol Afkere. So let's say two possible readings of the Beis Yosef that still acknowledge that it's Afkat de Malka, but L'maisa, L'gabi Trumas L'maisris, it would still be Chayv. What would that mean? So one possibility is like this. The Torah made a hefker. But if you fight it, if you, lemaisa, so let's try one way. If you go ahead and you dafka, show that you're not letting it be hefker, then maybe the Torah did make it hefker. In other words, nafkamina would be, let's say you don't officially make it hefker, you're neutral. So is it hefker, isn't it? So, Rahman Afkare, but if you go, you just didn't do it, so that wouldn't necessarily change the fact that it's Hefker. But if you go ahead and you fakert, you you are dafka not mafkirit. You know, you went against it. Or maybe it's a trumas, or maybe it's a trumas ma'isvus part. The trumas ma'isvus tour is a function of the practical aspect that the produce is available for others to take. That's what makes it patur. So if it's technically hefker, but l'maisa you're not letting it become actually practically hefker, then it's going to be chayim trumas ma'isvus. Maybe that's the part. That's what some achronim want to say. It's interesting, however, just to take this chakira and possible machoikis here. It would come as something interesting. According to the Beis Yosef, for example, that you could say that there's a chiv trumas ma'isvus because ilo afkare, let's say, but it would have kedusha shvius. In other words, the status of kedusha shvius would exist, but the mamonis perspective, it wouldn't be hefker, and be chiv trumas ma'isvus. And according to the Mabit, Lamdish would mean that it's all together. You can't have a situation of Paris have Isure Shvius in terms of the Paris, but the Hefker status is going to be not the case. It always one bundle. There's an interesting piece in Afike Yam, in Chelik Bey Simen Chaf Dalit. And he has some interesting discussions. Let's say you have a Suffolk. If something is shaykh to be Peres Shvius or not. You don't know if the Chanata was in Shishis or in Shvius, cases like that. How do you down in terms of the status of this vis-a-vis the Mammon, vis-a-vis the Isurim? He wants to say maybe it's totally in that which Nechaku Abisenu Avosa Oilam Mabit Vamarit in Marana Beis Yosef. And he says, Inef Kerid Shvius. Now he takes right now the way that the Minchas Chinuch plugs into the machlokes. Imu avkata de malka behefka de memela upat meis lechol inyan afm roth kir bailin v'chein imzoch acha bakosh bailin harir shalo tzoch mene hefka mela odul rak mitzvah v'chiyuba kakafta de gavel hafki sadeo b'shvies tishmeteno netashlam is you have to make it hefka kos men shalof kir bailin will have the hefka memela v'inam yochel iskos shalom idaito rak de bailin over mitzvah say shechivas atayu lahafki avu lo have the hefka memela. She says, Mestavra li l'chayra, Kliinian steka di dan. Im inyan hefka b'shvius hu inyan mamon, uke hefka di alma. So then you would say on the mamon suffik mamon le kula. And on the other hand, what would be the iser suffik isul chumra? So it comes out you have a suffik, so you have to dan each thing separately. If you hold that the two issues are not linked. So meila im nomad hefka mgzeras hakaz mefkat the malka. On the other hand, then it's all connected. You can't start separating. So according to Beis Yosef, you could start clearing that one thing would have the guidelines of Safik Deraisa Chumra mitzad the Isser, and one have a Safik Mamun Kula mitzad the Mam, because you see they're not always connected. However, if you hold it, Safkata de Malka, Mistavi Yosef, the Kosma Kedusha Shvius, it's all the same halacha. The Koach Kedusha Shechala Peris, Hushamafkia Mishus Abaylim. But according to the Mabit, the Hafka of the Mamonis is a derivative of the status of the Surim as well. It's Memela, has Hefka Memela. Memela, you can't have one without the other and start separating something from Kula. It's all going to be one halach. It's all going to be interrelated. This is interesting, Mahalach, that you have in this one paragraph in this piece here in Simcha Abdalid and Afikeya. Just one of the diukim that they want to say that maybe this Beis Yosef is not the way that the Minchas Chinuch read it. The Lashon of Rambam is how you mevatel mitzvus aseh. If you do what? If you create a total barrier and you sug sadeyu no karma. If you tell me that it's not of kat demalka at all, it's only hefker solely based on your doing, you're being mafkirid. So the chayra, the Rambam could have said stronger. You are mevatel the aseh if you don't do the hefker. Why do I have to go to the actual case that you are sug sadeyu and so on? So Bishlam, according to the Mabit, it's obvious because the hefker is what it is. So the mitzvah say is to be noeg, to go along with what the Torah did, not to fight it. It's hefker no matter what. You can say what you want or not say what you want. It's hefker. The proof, the litmus test is: are you allowing the hefker to play itself out? Are you letting people in? Are you fighting it and closing off access? So then it's clear the Rambam. But according to the Beis Yosef, that it can be situations where it won't be, it will be chayv trumas ma'isvus. So why is it there is an element that the gavra is being mafkirit. So why does the Rambam have to say sag sadeh un ol karma? Just to say you don't do the hefka. The answer is because even Beis Yosef agrees. Well, first of all, the second possibility, certainly conceding the point that by Yisrael be pater owned by goy, the Torah didn't mafkirit. But even the first point, he says rachman afkere kim de ilo afkere. So there is a rachman afkere, but there's also that you have to. You have to also go along, and if you don't go along, then could be there'll be chiv tumas ma'isus. That's specifically what the Beis Yosef means, and that's where the Rambam ultimately has to come down to a case where you do something more forceful, as opposed to yet you simply don't do the ma'isa hefka, because that's not going to matter. Even Beis Yosef acknowledges hefkat the malka component. These are all diukim d'achronim make that the Minchas Chinuch is maybe overstating his case in making this Chakira plug in smoothly in the Beis Yosef on one side versus the Mabit. The Mabit is clear, Beis Yosef is more nuanced than what we want to acknowledge. Okay. Now, let's discuss another aspect of the Inyan of the Hefker of the Shvius, and that relates to the Karka. So, in other words, we know that the Paris have to be Hefker, Hefkata Demalka, or to whatever extent there is a requirement of the Bailam. But Moshe, by the way, I don't have the Maramak in front of me, I don't have it on your sheet. Igris Moshe does take on, in the middle of another tshuva, I think from the Iver topic, but he goes into this, Derech Agav, that the Bailam does have to be Mafkirit. You have to know, is there an Inyan for the Bailam to do some kind of a actual declaration? You have to find it, I can find it for you. Okay, what about the Karka? So, there is a Gemara in the Dorin. The case has to do with a person makes a neder that someone's not going to get hanah from my assets. So you have a case where a person can say it before Shvius, and then they could be chal, and then the shal is what's going to be on Shvius, or you could have a person saying it on Shvius. Now, if he says it on Shvius, so he's not going to be able to override the schus that people have to enjoy the peiros, because my assets for everybody. But the question is, where are they going to go to get those pears? Are they going to walk into your sada, or are they going to just take what might be available for them to stand outside the sada and pick off of your ilana? So there is the Mishnah that says that b'shvias en yorid toch sadeyu. You take minanotos, which means what's leaning over, you can take the pears that's on the tree. In fact, the Gemara, why should that be limited to people taking what's hanging over, the overhang? In fact, the Gemara, Lashna Gemara Nedarim Daf and Beis, Maishna Da'ochem Nanotos, the Peri Daf Kerin. You know, why can't he take the fruit that's on the tree when it's overhanging? Because it's Hefker. In fact, the Aranami Afkara. The land is also Hefker. So the Gemara has two answers. Answer number one, Amma Ula, Ba'om Dimi Gona Salakvulin. We're talking about that the trees are on the border, so you don't have to go in. If you don't have to go in, so then you can only take from standing outside. You know, if it's on the border, then you don't have to go inside. So then you can't go in. Because the land is lamaisa, not available for you to walk in, only for the fruit. But you can get the fruit by not going in. Shimbin lakim amar. Even if there be fruit, more fruit inside, but you can't go in for that either. Gzereshim yishaba mida. You're going to walk in to take fruit, but you're going to stay there longer than you have a right to. Now, look at the Ran and the Tosfos. The Ran says, Aranam yachman afkirei kolomar. In what sense is the Torah making the Lashon here is Rachman Afkrei, by the way. It's interesting to the question that we had before. Is it the Torah's Hafka? The Lashon, the Gears of the Ren is Rachman Afkrei, and it's going even on the Karka. Lokitas HaPeres. In other words, the Hefker that takes effect is not just for the Peres, but it's on the Karka for the sake of Lokitas HaPeres. Why can't he go down to take the Peres? So Amar Ula, Bisham the Mills of Vuim. Says the Ran, Inachinami, the Lokot, Ilanis to be Emsa Sada, Mutalei Lutoicha. Ava Lokot, Ilanis, Jam the Magvulim. Well, in other words, according to Ula, it comes out, if there's food inside that you can't get except you go in and you locate. And we don't have to worry that you're going to take too long. You go and you take it and you leave. But as far as the fruit that's on the trees on Magvulim, then you can just as well get it by staying outside, so then you can go in. The Torah is mafkir the ara, but only for what? Ela loka pirisah. Hilkach kevin sheigana salo yachal lukadusam lo yerit. So there is a certain schus the Torah has given for others to be loki paris, and that includes the right to go into the karka for the sake of that. But whatever you can get without having to go in, so then you won't be allowed to go in to take those paris, because it's only a schus to take the paris, to have to go at the karka for the paris, only if you need the karka for the paris. Rav Shimon Alakim says like this, Gzeres HaMisha Bamida Mishamachi, I feel Lokad, he wants to be Emsa Sada Lo Yeru Atocha. No. Even Lo Lamaisa, you should be able to take the paris and go into the karka to get it, but we're afraid, Gzera, Nehida Medina Shari, the Ara Rahman Avkirei, Mi'ikra Din, the Torah would allow you to go in because you have a right to go to get the paris and go to the karka for that. Mishum Gzera Asa. Why? You might stay longer than what you are allowed to. You're only allowed to go in for the sake of Lekitas HaPeres. Now, Tosis takes it a little beyond the Ran. Tosis says it's not just for the sake of Lekitas, it's for the sake of Achila Tula. Tosis there. Maish Nadoch Nanotas Depe Hefkenir, Aranam Yev Hefkeru, his gear says Hefkeruhu. Ta'afke Rachmana, but it says, Gutsorach Achila, Vamayla Yerid, Balechol Meosan Shenotas. Gutsorach Achila. The Ran says Gutsorach Lekita, Tosis Gutsorach Achila. The Rambam, the Ram goes like the second reason. So what it comes out of all this, that there's a halacha of hefker on the peris, there's also a halacha of hefker on the karka, either litzorach akitas haperis, that's the Ram's mashmos, or litzorach achilas haperis. That's the sheet of Tosis and the Rambam. Now, to be magdalus a little more precisely, the number of achronim, the stipler among others, says, does it mean, what does it mean exactly? What does it mean? A schus to go in for the paris? Or a kinyan in the karka for the paris? Well, mashal, a person made a neder, and the neder is not going to be chal to override what that person, other people, had a right to do. Now, if it was simply a schus, so l'masha, let's say there's a socher maskir, that's arrangement, that a socher has a right, a schus. So if the maskir who really owns the chefs of the bayis has makes a neder, so l'chera, that's the din of konamos amafkia midei shibud. A koinam, a neder, can take away, can override whatever schus a person had. So the Stiper says that it must be that this, that the Torah is making the karga hefker, litzorach the peris, either lakita or achilas a peris, is not simply a schus that others have to walk in, but it's actually a kinyan in the karga, that it's not fully your karga, to that extent that the person has a right to be able to go into that land for the sake of Lekito Achilas HaPeres. He has a schus in the karka mamish. It's like we call it kinyan dekel leperosav. A person could have a kinyan in the gufa dekel for the sake of the peres. It's not an absolute bias in the dekel, in the palm tree, but it's a schus in the karka, in the dekel leperes. So that's what you have here in Shvi is going on. You have the Torah, again, we're assuming now we're going, the Lashon here, it seems to be Rahman Avkirei, so let's go with the Mabit, for example, even the Beshiris may even accept this idea, that the Torah is Mafkir the Peres, the Torah is also Mafkir the Karka Le Peres for everybody. That except it might be a Gzera, that may be that if you can get it from the outside, you can go in, whatever it is, Yishab Amida, good. But Lamaisa, there's a Kinyan that they have in the karka. This comes up, and I gave this share recently on the question of Bikur Mishnas HaShemitah. So one of the considerations is that when a person is going to bring Bikurim and he says the words of the parasha, Ba'ate Nei Vesis, Reishis Pri Adam Hashem Satu Hashem. So the shaila is, how can you say, I brought Pri Adam Hashem Satu, the Pri isn't yours, it's Hefker, it's everybody. So one of the tainas that the Shem Ephraim, the Beis Ephraim, has a Pirush Rashi Chumash, where it comes up, this Indian comes up in Rashi Chumash. So he says, it's not a good time, because you could modify the words of the Pasuk as follows. Pri Adam Hashem Asata Li doesn't mean the Pri Hashem Asata Li, it's the Adam Hashem Asata Li. So the Pri is Hefker, but now I have the Pri of the Adama that you gave me. Adama is mine. But the emes is, it's not as clear cut, because the adama is yours, but it's not yours. It's yours if you want to do whatever other construction or whatever else on it, it's haka yours. But the fact that there's a schus that the Torah is mafki, the ara for sake of Paris, means that it's not completely yours. There's a certain hafka from the actual bialis itself. So that's part of the question. Is it really called yours or not? There's an Orchaim in Parshas Kisavo that reads the pasuk, Hey Kisavo Arshav, because Nosin Chanachal, that the Torah is Mishayer, the Torah is saying that it's only when I gave you the land completely, I gave you the land, that's when it's Chibikurim. But in Shemitah, the land is not fully yours. So there's a certain compromised bialis even in the Karka. Okay, but this is a little bit negar, these Gemaras. We're talking about Hefker for the Paris. So to what extent the karka itself is part of that hefker, that's another aspect. I want to talk about two other inyanim in this topic. One is the question vis-a-vis behemoth and chayas. We alluded to it earlier when we said that there was a tikkun olam, that you don't have to make pratzos in the sada, in the geder. So the lashon of the Tosefta and Shvius you have here, Peres Shvius, so you're not allowed to use the Paris for something less than its optimum use. That goes into the yunim of hefsid. Now, let's say the animal comes on its own. The Derech Emunah of Chaim Kanievsky has a little bit on this question. It says mitzvah seila hashmit. Right. What is your mitzvah lehashmit? Your mitzvah we're discussing today. So to what extent does the hefker have to include a circle beyond other Jews, people? What about non-Jews? What about behemoth v'chayis? Yesh la'ayin, in perish shvias hefker gamu goyim u'behemah. Let's go now with hafkata d'malka. What does it mean, hafkata d'malka? Is it hefker for goyim, for behemoth? The Rishami Peya has a machokis, a marayim, Yochim Shlokish. Do we learn out hefker? Let's say you want to make hefker for a certain limited group of people. Hefker la'aniyim and not for ashirim. So, one shita is you can use Rishami Sohav machokis. So, you see Bashmita, that it's for everybody. On the other hand, you have Peya. Is Ghaniyim. So then what about Hefker? A person wants to be mafki just for Ghaniyim. So the shahu is, im nimad mipeya o mishmita. They come, hefker lo adam, avalo behema. What about the following, says the Yerushalmi? Lo adam na behema, li Yisrael velo goyim. Pukta Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish, according to Rav Yochanan, yav mipeya, hefker a hefker, it can work. Not for goyim, not for behema, is okay. You learn from peya. So you see, you can have a limited type of a hefker. Al das Rish Lakish diyal from Shmita in Hefker Hefker. Before the Shmita Hefker gam goyim behemoth. Mashma that Shmita is all inclusive. It's all embracing. It's even a Hefker for goyim behemoth. Now the Chazon Ish wants to say halacha lemaisa, you mutter linos adel b'fnei behemoth v'chaya. The insoch al kiraku adam. He says you don't have to mafkir for behemoth v'chaya. You can make it unavailable, inaccessible for behemoth v'chayas. He brings that also. But then the Chazon says like this: the emes mitzada hefker who hefker gamu behema v'goyim. The behema ocheles in tzarch b'alel l'shalem. Chen m'goy ochel in tzarch l'shalem. In the komok mitzvah yesh chiluk. She Yisrael and bolito asa lemono mishum gezel. Behema v'goy in tzarch gezel mutu lemono. Okay, so this is an inyan that requires a little more fine-tuning, but just to be aware of it. I want to end with another interesting aspect of this whole discussion, and that has to do with a Mishnah Shvius and a parallel Mishnah Adius. Let's talk outside for a second, just the issue. People have a right to come in, Jews, fellow Jews, come into your field and chop whatever they want to eat right now, Paris and Yosada, it's Hefka, right? Do they, should they, ought they, must they not, give you a Yashikayach? Okay, that's a machokes, and we'll see now b'shami b'shilo. Okay, in what sense is do you a yeshikayach? The Torah made it hefker, especially with Tzavkata de Malka. Beis Shami Omer says the Mishnah in Shvi'as, Perek Dal, Mishnah Beis. Ein ochem peres Shvi'as b'tova. Beis So Omer ochem b'tova shelo b'tova. What does that mean? Beis Shami says you not to eat peres Shvi'as with an accompanying thank you. You come in, eat peres Shvi'as, don't offer thanks. You don't owe him anything. Beis Hillel says it's up to you. That's the gear that we have. Ochem b'tova shelo b'tova. This is what we have in Beis Hillel. Rabbi Yehuda flips it. Chiluf advarim, which means that he has Beis Shammai saying that you could, if you want, or say thank you or not. And Beis Hillel says that you don't ein ochem b'tova, and that means it's going to be Beis Hillel chumra, right? And says that's mikul b'shem b'cham Beis Hillel. The Rashi explains. The Tova, Shein Machzikin Tova Lebailim, Drachma Nafkirinu. Again, the Torah made it Hefker. Now it's interesting. It's a little bit, this might tie into the Beit Milchav Chinuch. I mean, if he's Mafkirit, so that may be, okay, he might say it was Mafkirit. It would be Hefker otherwise. Then again, he's doing his mitzvah. This is reminiscent a little bit, I think maybe one of the Achronim, maybe the Rashash, maybe brings this in. It's a little reminiscent of what people discuss, Bechaz Kehanim. Kehanim. I mentioned the Rashash. Oh, Taki here. Okay, very good. We'll read it. Yeah. Very good. We'll see that. Yeah. I have a Taki here. Okay, I forgot that I mentioned it. Okay, so we'll come to the Rashash. There is another Mishnah in Adias where the Gears is a little bit different. The Mishnah in Adias says, Rav Yehuda Omer, Shishat Varim, Nikul B'Shem Mechon B'Yisilo, and it goes through the list. And in the list, he has the following. Notice the Gears here. B'Yisilo, Rav Yehuda says that Beis Shammai is going to be Lekula, B'Yisilo Chum, as follows. Ochem peres shvias b'tova shelo b'tova k'divi Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai being a kula says you can eat peres shvias with thank you, with not thank you. Beis Hillel says in ochem ela b'tova. His machmer says you must say thank you. Notice now what's that about? So the gears according to this is again if you go like Yehuda Beis Hillel l'chumra according to the Beis Hillel l'chumra of the Mishnah Adias it would mean Beis Hillel l'chumra to say what? That you cannot say thank you. That's the chumra b'Yisrael. That's the chumra, right? Ochin ain ochin b'tova. Quite the gifts in Adias and King Rabbi Yehuda b'Yisrael's chumra is that you have to say thank you. Says it Tosfos Yontif. Harav Hetik, the gifts are different. Ain ochin b'tova. So that means that he's matching it with the Gersa that we have in Shvi'as. That the Chumra Beis Hillel for Rabbi Yehuda is the Chumra that you are not to say thank you. The Cheno Gersa, right? In Svarim Acherim, the Chen, the Mishnah Beis pegged out the Shvi'as, right? Now, what could be the Pshat in the Gersa that we have in Adias? He brings a Ravid. A Ravid Goreis ki Gersa se Sifri o Mefarish. Ha Gersa Sefer. Venerely Tamarad Beis Hillel, Mishim de Gazi Shvi Satushashne Shavuash, Shaloya Adam Rogali Kanis Besad Chaveru, Ubiginaso, Shalomidaita. In other words, we don't want a person to start taking advantage, basically, of this opportunity and applying it to misapplying it in other years. Interesting what he says. Now, listen, notice the Lashon of the Raiva that he quotes here. The Chsiva Shvena Shvi Satushmetenu and Tashta. It sounds to me that the Ravid has a different take on the Russian of the Mechilta. I have the Ravid here as well. Let me just make sure it matches with the Tosfos Yontif. Rogel Kanis Lechaveo Mdiginim Daso Shomi Daito, Avam in Hatora Vadai Mutter, Dixiva Shinashvis Tishman Tashta, Kesha Parts by El Shigurucham, they took an oilam. It sounds to me that the Ravid took this Poets by Pratzos. We learned who's Poets Pratzos. How did we learn? We read the Mechilta. Who's Poets Pratzos? The Bala Asad. I see this Ravid something interesting, coming back to the Mechilta, that what a person can do, an outsider can do during Shvi'as, is go into your gate and breach it. But it's only during Shemitah. Now, if this person is not going to say thank you, then what they're going to get used to doing is breaking into other people's fields in other years, other times. So that's the gedder. That's why he says that you have to say thank you. The etzem, it belongs to the bayi, right? It belongs to him, anyone, it belongs to anybody. But lemaisa, since anyone is coming in, breaking through, so that act in and of itself is a, pardon the pun, a breach, right? That's mamish iser during any other year. So to sort of counter, to take off some of the edge off of that, you know, that brazen act, which in other contexts would be an aveira, but shvius is in fact what is the protocol, so you temper it with a thank you. So it's not the etzem of thank you that you're giving me your paris. It's not your paris. It's available for everybody. But since the system allows you to do something that in other situations, other contexts, in other years, would be actually robbing, stealing, being mazik. Again, that's why I see in the Rebbe an interesting teich. The Magid Baprotos is not, it's a new teich of the words, of the Mechuta. Not the process of the Bayram is process. It's the guy coming in. That's why I think the right, Pasha, tell me if I'm wrong. That's how I read the Rebbe. That's a Gvalig reading of the Mechuta. Purge per process, the people coming in. But that's the point. And that's the Tikkun HaOlam. At the time we read it before, we were speculating, Tikkun HaOlam. I said, oh, because it's, if he's going to do it, it's going to what? It's going to, the animals are going to come in. No, the Tikkun HaOlam is that maybe the Hagufa, that what's going to be in other years, people are going to bring it to other people's fields. Tikkun HaOlam is not during Shemitah. The Tikkun, if the etzem people have right to break into your fields, it's mamash a golden marmokum here, right? People are going to break. So Tikkun HaOlam is what's going to happen. People are going to, you know, people are going to remember it was a Shemitah year. It's going to be, it's common practice. People breaking into other people's fields, and it's going to start happening more often in the six other years also. That's Tikkun HaOlam. So that don't do. That we're now allowing people to be burned. It's a whole new type of the Tikkun HaOlam. And according to the Rav, it's Gir Sven Adias, that's why you also say thank you. I mean, even though Chum with Metakin and the Tikkun HaOlam, but again, another aspect that, and I would probably put it in these terms, because otherwise you'll be taking things from the person and not saying thank you. It's not to temper breaking the fence, but to temper taking things and not being appreciative. Again, on Shemitah, you have to be appreciative during Shemitah, because it's really yours. You're taking what's yours. But if you get used to not saying thank you, then you're not going to say thank you even the other years. And by the Mechilta, it's the Tikkun HaOlam is mamish, now you can't break through. The Rashash that I alluded to, Gisus HaRavid. So according to the Ravid, you have to eat Magia and Shvius as well. Right? Hein lefi Gisus HaShofaneinu Be'edius. He gives a rivet sham, so I'm going to get more with sham, I'll be teva. It means that you have to say thank you. And then whoever says it, with sham, if so, if you flip it, it becomes the other shita. Ubeze yishati aminik sham koinem achi vidasim in aduch and yashikachach. Mishra rabbim gogo azeh. Hey, mitzuv mekach. Why you give me yashikach to the kahanim? Va'ayvim begim lesin mu yivarchu. Da'achinami mitzuv nabayim lehafkir. Afilachim utu lehach zikam teva kuyam. So the Rashash is a very nice Maram Malkum, right? You can see Ashokach to the Kehanim, even with the Mitzuvah from the Mishnah that he says that you give, according to some Shittas, you have to say to him. So again, this is like a nice icing on the cake on our discussion, our Indian of being Mavke the Paris, and again, the Makoros being Tishmetenu Netashta, the Chinuch, the Mechilta, that the person can't say, I'll do it on my own terms, and then the question of the Meches Chinuch, the Chakira, the more superficial connection to the Mabit and the Beis Yosef, that's a clear-cut machlok is about Tumas and Maisvis by Yagoy, Shemuch, and Yisrael, but then we said even Beis Yosef could be read also as Avkata de Malka, and just a more of a nuanced pshat in the Beis Yosef, and then the from there we went to what? We went to the question of the Karka, and we saw that there's a Kinyan Dekel of Paris, Ugabi Lukito Achilles of Paris, the question of Gabi Wad, Gabi Goyim, and Gabi Behemoth, and then this whole other aspect of the Tova, Shloba Tova, different Shitas and different Gersos, but the Inyan of saying Yashikayach to Kehanim, that could also be relevant, just like we have by Shemitah. Okay, that was our Inyan for today, and we'll try to talk a little bit about Shemitah's Kshaf next year, too.
Hey, one question?
Yeah.